Bonjour, mes amis, and welcome to the Rendezvous des Cajuns radio and TV program, live from Historic Liberty Theater in downtown Eunice, Louisiana. I'm Ray Landry, your host for this evening. This program, the only one of its kind, is sponsored by the City of Eunice, the Jean Lafitte National Historic Park and Preserve, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, the Cajun French Music Association, John Guillory Allstate Insurance of Eunice, and the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana. That's right. Give them. Performing tonight, this evening, the Babineau Sisters Band featuring Gracie and Julie Babineau. And now, let's give a warm welcome to the Babineau Sisters. Babineau Sisters Band. You know, I guess I could call them little girls because I remember when they would come to the jam session at Vermilionville. They were the, so. How long have you beautiful women have been playing music now?
Well, I've been playing music since I was 7, and I'm 14 now. So that's about 7 years.
About 7 years, and then Julie, right after that, about a year after that, started, she said, oh, no, I want some of that stuff. I want some of the good Cajun music. And so you'd been playing about, you probably played probably at 4 or 5 years at Vermilionville.
Oh, yeah.
And This is a result of practicing every week, playing at the jam sessions, singing the songs, playing the instruments. I won't do too much talking. We're going to listen to some excellent music. The last song was Repose.
Yes, sir. It was called Repose.
Repose.
It's an original by the band.
By you and Julie.
Yes, sir.
That's great. So we're going to do something, Three Captains.
Yes, sir. This is an old ballad. They have a CD, and it's Folk Masters. Have you heard of it? Well, it's a whole bunch of these old women who sing ballads.
Be careful. About old women.
About these
seasonally aged women.
Yes. Very wise women. And this ballad just caught Julie and I's attention. So.
I'm sorry, say again. This
ballad right here, it caught Julie and I's attention.
Oh, okay, I got you. Great, so you're gonna do it now, Three Captains.
Yes, sir.
Great.
Adiós, Sara, la ria blanc. La belle se promena, blanche comme la neige, jolie comme le jour. Troje capitaine, venez la falard quoi,
sir. I can see why you like this. I like that kind of song. I like old folk songs like that. Old Cajun songs have a lot in common. You know, when I first saw these young women come into the jam session at Vermilionville, I knew. You know, you can tell after hosting a jam session for all these years, when some brand new musicians are trying to learn Cajun music, because, I mean, they walked in and Mom and Dad, Shannon and Cedric, were right behind them carrying the instruments. And I knew right from the get-go that I was going to like what they were going to do. And then I asked, I said, where are you guys from? I think one of them said Kaplan. And they said, no, we're from Pecan Island, Louisiana. And for you folks that don't know where Pecan Island, Louisiana is, it's you go to the end of the world, and then you come back 50 feet. There's Pecan Island right there. And then they moved to the metropolis of Mo, Louisiana, which is not quite as big as Pecan Island, but don't let that fool you. There's some talent coming out of Pecan Island with these two women. And so we're going to do something, an old Nathan Abshire song, Blues the Tuk Tuk.
Yeah, and I'm sure Mr. Ray could back me up on this, but Julie's going to sing this one.
What?
Yeah. So, when we would go to the jam sessions with Mr. Ray, Julie would never sing. She would sit there and would just play, and she played good, but she'd never do anything. And now we've gotten her out of her shell, and she's going to sing this one.
Well, that's great. She would always sing in the background. I could see she would lip sync. I'm serious. She knew all the words to all the songs, and finally, I guess, for a lack of words, came out of the closet and started singing. So glad to have you. Blues of Tuk Tuk. I was laughing because I went back there and I got me some popcorn. I'm serious. Je peux manger des grignots. J'allais donc pour manger des grignots. In fact, I just got a text from a friend of mine, and you know her. She's all the way in Atlanta, Georgia. Miss Michelle moved over there about a year and a half ago, and she said she loves it. I can't believe those girls on Liberty Theater. She just sent me a text and said, that was great. I'd like to wish also my daughter Mia's birthday today. She's probably listening. She promised me that she gave me a nice present. She promised me she was going to pick up the fiddle again. So, and she started playing the fiddle when y'all first went to Balfour camp or kids camp some years ago. I'm losing track of time. Help me there, Shannon. I'm losing track of time. Was that 3 or 4 years ago? Is that far back? Oh my God. Where's the time going? Jolie Wetlands. That's one of. By the way, they just released a CD. This the beginning of this year or late last year, Gracie. I'm sorry.
It's going to be a year this summer.
Okay. So. Okay. So and this it's one of the songs on that CD. Do you remember?
Yes, sir. This is really the first song that Julie and I wrote together.
Okay, that's not the title track of that. I want to tell everybody about the name of the CD, so you have some to sell, I would imagine.
Yes, sir. I think we do.
It'd be a good idea. We actually have a limited supply of CDs for sale, and as soon as we get rid of that limited supply, guess what? We got another limited supply stored up somewhere. So, and this is one of the songs on that CD, Jolie Wetlands.
Yes, sir.
Let's hear it.
A joli wetland, sauté toujours les serres quand je viens vu. Ma famille ici, j'y connais pas. J'ai attendu ma body, et c'était la place pour rester. J'ai vu les mains des
Beautiful. You know, I can tell, just by you singing this song just a while ago, that you and your sister practice at home. I want to tell you how I know that, without even asking it. Because that little boy that was singing on the dance floor is their little brother, was screaming and singing, and there he is. So, Shannon, he's going to be a musician as well, and his name is?
Gus.
Show everybody Gus, Shannon. There he is, right? He was singing. You saw him on the dance floor, right? He was singing. Evidently, he recognized that song, and he wanted to sing. So, Mo e gone. Mosh you gone? Or Mo e gone? Or Mosh you... You got to run. I'm going to give you some time, girl. Don't worry about it. Is that Mo e gone?
Mo e gone.
Mo e gone. Okay.
It's another song that Julie and I wrote. And the funny thing is, I mean, we think about music all the time. It's like the biggest part of our life. It really is. And Julie actually came up with this chord progression while she was watching Spider-Man. Like, it just popped into her head, so.
While she was watching Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Moi gone. Okay, let's hear it. Who's singing? You're going to sing. Okay, great. You know, I was thinking, actually, sitting in this chair last Saturday night, they had Brandon Morrow in Cajun Grass. And then y'all tonight, you know, singing sort of Cajun country. And I love that mix about the music. The Cajun country revival band with Jess Alaja and Joel Savoie using those old songs as singing country music and then incorporating Cajun music. I tell you, that's Moi j'suis dans mon plat. I love stuff like that. And a lot of people out there like that simply because they were raised with old country music. If they're like me, they don't think some of that music today coming out of country is actually country. And then there's the old Cajun music, and when you put them together, I love that stuff. So do you want to introduce the band, or do you want me to do that?
Well, I can introduce them.
There you go.
All right, we're going to start off with Mr. Robbie Palmier on drums. Our cousin, Mr. James Perry, on bass. It's Mr. Gary Broussard on mandocaster. Mr. Jason Connor on electric guitar. My sister, Julie Babineau, on acoustic guitar. And I'm Gracie Babineau.
You know, they have great stage presence, don't they? I mean, they don't get excited about anything. But I got to say, they learned some of this stuff at the jam session because you have to play in front of 30, 40, 50 people. And so when you sing, people will talk to you. So you learn stage presence. It's not just learning the music. It's learning stage presence, how to accept your audience. And every now and then you get a guy holler out a song, you know, Jolie Blonde, Jolie Blonde. So Rockabye. Is that another one of yours?
Yes, sir. This is another original, and it's about the old club in Farquhar Island called the Rockabye.
In Farquhar Island, huh? I remember the one not far from the Crazy Club. No, that I'm going way back. Okay, the Rockabye, it's about the Rockabye nightclub in Falkland Island. Let's hear it. Great song. You know, we were talking before the show started tonight, catching up on old news, and you know, they moved to Mo. It was right in back of the middle school, and I would joke with them all the time. They needed to cut a hole in the chain link because they had to walk all the way around the block, which was probably only about 150 feet. I said they needed to cut a hole in the fence and just walk in the. And I don't think they ever got a chance to cut a hole in it. And then they moved. They didn't move. They graduated. They're in the ninth grade together. So they are in North Vermillion High School, close to Maurice, close to Leroy, in that neck of the woods. And so what has Gracie and Julie been doing? I know you're both in the... Are both of y'all in the school band, in the marching band? Both of y'all? Yes?
Julie's not in marching band, but I am.
You are? Yes, okay. And she plays the keyboard. She got a grand piano. No, I'm joking. She has a an electric piano. Is that what it is? Or an organ, electric piano? Keyboard. And then she actually plays a keyboard in the high school band, marching band. Have you ever seen a marching band with a keyboard? I've seen the one they carry. You know, these thingy. What do you call those things? I guess they all considered keyboards. But then let's talk a little about you and Bo Thomas. Did come close to the mic, yeah? There you go. Was in some competition in the Louisiana Fiddle Contest. Is that what it was?
Yes, sir. It was in Natchitoches, Louisiana.
What was it? What was it titled? Is it Championship
was
Louisiana?
Louisiana Fiddle Championship.
Okay.
That's what it was called. And you know, a lot of the people over there, they were playing swing fiddle and like hillbilly music and stuff. And I come over there, me and Mr. Bo, playing Cajun music, and they're kind of like, you play Cajun music? And I mean, I didn't think I was going to come out because they had some amazing fiddlers over there. But I mean, I wound up coming out first in my division and second overall.
How about that, huh? That's what Cajun music does for you. And then Bo came out first place in overall, and then Gracie is second place in overall. That's great. One thing about Cajun music, traditional Cajun music, they will recognize that music all the way around the world. When you go play Jolie Blonde on the fiddle, they'll know you from Louisiana, I guarantee it. So, a tree song. You wrote a song about a tree.
No, it's actually a nursery rhyme.
Okay.
No. That's just what
it's
we
been
call
a while
it.
Since I heard some nursery rhymes or used some nursery rhymes. But, mm-hmm. And so you wrote a song about the nursery rhyme, the tree song.
Yeah, it's actually the nursery rhyme, and we decided to just put music to it and see how it
Great.
Came out.
Great. Let's hear it. Okay. Tree song. Did you do that for Gus? Did you write that song for Gus?
Yes, we did. Yes,
all right.
L'amour, 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 l'amour dans les cœurs. L'arbre dans ses poèmes à la normalité.
So you like that, huh? Awesome. Awesome. You know, one thing I know for sure is that when I first saw Gracie and Julie come to Vermilionville, one thing that I noticed was a tremendous support from Mom and Dad and the grandparents, and they just would load the SUV. It might have been a pickup truck back in the day. I forgot. But anyway, load the SUV, and then they would all come to wherever y'all were playing and supported y'all. So that helps out a lot. And now Gus is a part of the musical family, I guess.
Yep.
So what's in the cards for The Babineau sisters, where do you want to go from this? What do you want to do? I know that when I was talking to your mom a while ago. By the way, this is Mom Shannon. Wave at everybody, baby, so they know who I'm talking about right there. And Cedric is with Gus somewhere. He's probably chasing him down 2nd Street. But he was the one that came talk to me a while ago up on stage. So I know you and I spoke and that you're thinking about going back into the studio, maybe do some other stuff.
Yes, sir. And, I mean, the main thing I know that Julie and I want to do with our music is to give back. We've been given so much by so many people. And, you know, it would almost be wrong not to give back.
Sure.
You
know? Sure. Good
and idea. Our mom's always told us that God gives you a talent. That's his gift from you, from him. But whatever you do with your talent is what your gift, what you give back to him.
So I agree.
That's what we live
Does
by.
Everybody agree here? Yes. A God-given talent. Absolutely. So do you have other musicians in your family? Y'all just started playing. I think when I spoke to your mom one day, you said, you know, you just started playing one day. What was it? What was it when you knew that you wanted to start playing Cajun music? Because I know when we first spoke, you and I, when you would come to the jam, that's all. I mean, you would focus just on Cajun music.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what did that to you? What something you ate?
I don't know. It's like when I first started playing accordion, when I just learned, you know, I was playing by myself. There was no one really to play for except for my mom and dad. But I remember the first time I went to Touchett's in Maurice, and I started playing, and the look on the people's faces, when like the happiness that it brought, and I just realized that's what I have to do. That's what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life.
There you go. At Touchett's. I've been there too. Touchett's jam session on every other Saturday. Is that what it is? Every other Saturday.
Have you
been there lately?
No, school and stuff and... Just,
oh, yeah, sure. That's Calvin and Donna Touchett, all the way almost in Maurice, Louisiana.
Yes,
if you ever get a chance to go in that neck of the woods, pay those fine folks a visit. That's some really fine folks, though.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to... Don Lebra.
This is another original.
In my arms, or in his arms, or in my arms. So I know that you don't know anything about love and in being in a guy's arms and stuff, so... You just probably wrote that song by listening to your mom and dad talk.
Yeah.
Is that what it yeah. Hopefully, that's what it was. So we're going to listen. Is this one of your arrangements, Don Lebra? Okay, great. Let's hear it.
I would like to dedicate this song to our cousin, Mr. Jason Babineau. So he asked us to... He's listening right now.
So. Who is that? I'm sorry?
Jason Babineau.
Really? Okay.
Our cousin. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You know, it's hard enough writing songs. I've tried to do a couple myself. But then it's not only the words and the vocals that's got to match everything. Or it's got to complete a story, I guess you might say. So when you sing it, everybody knows exactly what the point that you're trying to get across. But one thing that I noticed a little different from when I first heard you ladies play is that the composition of the music. Who arranges your music? I mean, you come up with a song like you were talking about Julie a while ago, watching Spider-Man and a song, but there was someone, either you or someone else, will come in and arrange the song or arrange the music to the song. So do you do that as well, or do you... You're shaking your head like, yes.
Yeah, it's really a group effort. You know, it's me and my mom and my sister kind of work on it together. My mom's the, like, she knows how to make the arrangements. I don't know how she does, but she hears it in her head. And then we come here, like, with our band practices and stuff, and then we might tweak stuff, and then, you know, at the end, it's this final product.
Okay. I remember watching her, and you would watch her when you would play for some sign of... not approval, because she proved everything you did, but I could see her lips moving. You must have learned how to read lips or yeah. Hand signals, because she was always in the back saying, and I would watch you, sing the song or what she, the way she wanted you to do. So when I was talking about supportive a while ago, that's what I meant, Shannon and Cedric coming to the jam session, and this is the end result. So how old should I ask? A young lady, how old she is. It's just, you don't ask an older lady how old she is, but you and Julie, you are now?
14.
14.
And 12.
And 12. You're 12 now.
I'm 12.
You're 12 now. Wow. 12. You're almost a lady. 12-year-old lady. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. So when you first started, that was 3 years ago, actually, right? So you were like 11 or 12 when you first came. That was an amazing thing. And then you would have been
nine,
eight?
Nine.
Oh, my God. Jesus, time flies, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Raise Your Window High. Is that one of the arrangements as well?
No, this is actually a song by Cleoma Falcon.
Cleoma Falcon.
She, I know Julie and I really like this song because it's from the woman's point of view. You don't get that very much in Cajun music, so when we found this, we were like, yeah.
Are you talking about a woman's point of view in the music, or just a woman's point of view generally?
Generally.
Oh, okay, then. I'm not going to touch that. We're going to listen to that. Raise Your Window High. Boy, like that me. The Babineau Sisters Band. Gracie and Julie Babineau. That's what I'm talking about. You know, back in the day when y'all were playing, right after you went to the Balfour camp, when Mia was playing as well, I was invited by the Babineau family to go crabbing. And you know why she's laughing. So why don't you just tell everybody what happened?
Well, we were crabbing, and Mr. Ray decides to step on this cement pipe. You know, he didn't know that it was going to be really, really slippery. So he steps on it, and he slips and falls into the water.
My cell phone is still underwater there somewhere. I tried calling it three or four times. She told me, she says, Mr. Ray, you sure look funny when you fell in that water. You know when you come, when you're in a position where you're falling over into the water and there's nothing that you can do and you know you're going to fall in, I just kind of let myself go and I just flipped over. So tell me, how's the crabbing?
It's
shrimping.
Good. We haven't gone in a while, really.
Oh, no, we can't have that. I mean, mm-hmm. People from Pecan Island need a crab and shrimp. I know Cedric and loves to do stuff like that, so... He got a new job. Did he just get a new job? Move to Foshan? Is that what it is?
Got yes,
a lot of
sir.
French
so,
people over there in Foshan.
Yeah, so we're going to be able to crab all the time.
That is definitely the end of the world. Foshan is Foshan. Foshan is absolutely. You don't have to come back 50 feet. It's at the end of the world. A lot of Cajun people back in that neck of the woods over there. Joe Pete. Is that the same one? Joe Pete de Femme? Is that right? You don't know anybody that had two wives, do you? Okay, good, good. We're going to keep it like that. Joe Pete, De Femme. Who's going to sing that? You, Gracie?
Yes.
All right, baby. Let's go. Let's hear it. I like that me. One of my other daughters, my oldest daughter, is a school teacher at Truman Montessori in Lafayette. And I invited Gracie and Julie over there for, they have a certain time of the year, they have a cultural get-together for the young kids. And it's mostly just preschool, I guess, that we went, yeah, kindergarten, preschool, maybe first grade and stuff. And I remember those kids, you had them rocking. You and Julie had those, the whole school. Actually, we started with just her classroom in sort of like a concert setting. And then in 2 years, it grew the whole school. And I think that's when I invited you all. They had the whole gym, like 500 kids dancing to Cajun music. That's, I guess, the comments you made a while ago at Tuchet's jam session. The people looking at you in amazement of seeing a young girl, you know, at the time, maybe 11 years old, playing Cajun music. It's one of the things that's really dear to old Cajuns, especially Cajun musicians, where they can see kids that will continue to play traditional Cajun music. And that's one of my worries, too. But lately, I don't think we have a problem, folks. We're good for about another 150 years with Gracie and Julie and everybody coming to the jam session. I get kids show up, the unbelievable talent, and you wonder to yourself, you know, I've been practicing for 40 years, and those kids just get out there and play and not satisfied with just playing the fiddle or not satisfied with just playing the accordion and the fiddle and do the vocals and do the guitar and do the arranging and all of that. So I don't think as a culture that Cajun culture has to worry. We have some fine folks coming up to take our place. So McGee's One Step, is that an old Dennis McGee fiddle tune?
Yes, sir.
Is that what it is? Is it just fiddle, just instrumental? Or there's words to that as well?
Just fiddle. Yes, sir.
Just fiddle? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. The McGee One Step. Sisters Band. On November the 17th, that would make it next Saturday, they're going to have one band here, Anne Savoie, and her Sleepless Nights will be performing here next Saturday. on the 24th of November, the Huval Family Band, and the MC will be Pope Huval. Pope is one of those guys that sing for that country music special. Excellent voice. Been knowing Pope for a while. And I tell you that Huval Family Band, you know, that group, there were 14 brothers and sisters to that Huval family up in Brobridge. And I'm pretty sure they could have probably made three bands out of the amount of kids they had. I remember speaking to one of the brothers, I think it was Brazos, said that they had two washing machines and two dryers that went on 24/7. Can you imagine that? So you, your husband, and your two kids, you know, your washer and dryer goes on, 4 hours a day. Imagine having 14 kids, 24/7, and they probably had to buy two every year. They kept so busy. Well, they will be performing on November the 24th